Thomas, and you're watching Broncos TV.
It's a great matchup between two great football teams, and the Broncos and the Panthers.
I think the team as a whole is only concerned with winning the Super Bowl, not just winning it for one guy, this guy. We're doing it for each other, you know.
We've been in this situation before throughout the course of the season. We have great respect for their football team and what they're capable of doing and how they got here. But we also have a lot of confidence in our football team, too. So we'll stay focused on ourselves, stay in the moment, and continue to get ready to play. We're looking forward to it.
We've been underdogs all season. A lot of games. People don't like how we win. We win the ugly way. It's not appealing to people. They like seeing blowouts. We haven't blew out anybody, so they don't like the ugly wins.
They got the number one offense. We got the number one defense. And we just got to go out there and just try to keep them from scoring points. I don't think it's added pressure. I just think that's just the reality of the situation. And that's where we put ourselves to be able to have to be able to go up against the best and say we're the best. So we wouldn't have it any other way.
It wasn't just a starter name that was on the back of the jersey or whatever. They played that way, and everybody, you know, really wanted it, and that's why we are what we are, and that's what team's about.
I mean, you got to up your game every week. It's a National Football League. You play against great players, you know, every week. You know, our best game is needed every single week, and this week is no different. So I got a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity playing in Super Bowl 50, you know, the biggest Super Bowl up until this point.
Preparation, attitude, you know, key situations, paying attention to our keys. I believe it's going to be one of the best Super Bowls people ever saw.
After an off day for the players, the Broncos are back to work.
Feels good to get back to work.
Today, we'll introduce you to Peyton Manning's secret weapon at practice.
You know, every day, while he's out there trying to improve and get better and worry about himself, you know, he's critiquing me.
Plus, it's National Signing Day, which has some Broncos with college on their minds.
Shout out to all the future Jayhawks.
The decision to go to Texas A&M was the greatest decision I've ever made in my life. Gig 'em.
All that and more coming up on Broncos TV Live from Super Bowl 50, presented by Prime Sport.
Swag day, sunny day, game day.
Welcome into a chilly Broncos TV Live from Super Bowl 50, presented by Prime Sport. I'm Matt Boyer, joined by Phil Milani, Andrew Mason, and guys, a little bit of a change in the weather here as far as the sun is gone, replaced by some clouds, but the Broncos back to practice regardless. And Mace, to you first, I'd like to know what you saw. You were some of the only pair of eyes to see practice today. What did you like about what you saw at Broncos practice at Stanford today?
Like the focus that they had, certainly. The helmets were on for this session. They weren't on Monday, so they're going to use this to get some typical Wednesday work down, but good focus, and also seeing T.J. Ward and Darian Stewart back out there was a positive sign. Stewart talked this morning about how he's worked on some flexibility stuff. He worked on some stuff with his quad to kind of strengthen the area around his knee. Felt like he had a good workout on Monday, and then actually said that this morning he woke up and really didn't feel any stiffness in his knee, and that's a really good sign.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, what I saw out there was, I think, a return to normalcy for the Broncos, and that's really the big key here on Super Bowl week. Just being able to have a normal Wednesday practice, and you heard that Gary Kubiak talk about how it was helpful to have a Monday practice there so they can get the routine of things down, and it's hard Super Bowl week to have that normalcy. The players have gone through a lot of media, but now they're ready to get some focus on football.
Yeah, it's time to get back to work. Nothing wrong with the media, but I'm ready to get back to work so I can focus on the Panthers.
I'm just ready for the game, and I'm ready to get out there. That's media stuff is getting old.
Yeah, it just feels good to get back to work. You know, there's a bunch of things, same questions, you know, keep circling around. You know, they ask you the same questions every day, like your answer gonna change, but one thing that's not going to change is us getting back on that grass, running around, having fun with my teammates.
Anytime I'm on the field, you know, I'm at home. So it's going to be good to get out back out there. You know, I didn't practice all last week, so I've been sitting around. I need to get around and run and get these legs going, get some blood flow, and, you know, get my mind, you know, back on the grind.
I can't wait to shut my mouth and just play football. You got to soak it all in, man. I love talking to you guys. You guys do a great job. And, you know, it's part of it, man. Super Bowl, man. Enjoy it, man. Life's too short not to have fun and enjoy it while we're here, you know. But also know it's a business trip, man. Business always comes first, and this is what we're here for.
Definitely excited. You know, this is what we do. That's the norm for us. When you're on that field, anything else outside of football doesn't matter. So it's definitely great for us to get back on the field.
Man, I'm just ready to get into a regular week, man. Obviously, you know, you got to deal with the media and stuff like that. And we're blessed to be able to be here because, obviously, if we didn't have a good season, we wouldn't be here right now. So we just want to be able to focus on, obviously, playing football, and that's what we'll be able to get back to starting the day, get back out on the field and get in the meet room and be able to get back on football.
The players have had a lot of fun the first couple of days, but I think things are going to change now. Meet a lot more meetings, practice is a little bit more serious as they get set to face the Panthers.
One of the changes that we've seen in the past couple of weeks is Peyton Manning getting fresher and fresher with regards to his practice level, his ability to kind of push things a little bit further in practice. And Mace, speaking of his progression, what have you seen the last couple of weeks that indicates to you that he might be as fresh as we've seen him this season?
Just simply a greater comfort level with what he can do on his foot. Look, it's not going to get appreciably better until he has a further chance to rest or surgery or both, and those are coming in the off season. So he has done, he did get some help from the 6 weeks that he was out, and he hasn't made it worse since then. It has helped that all the games the Broncos have played since he came back were on grass, and I just think he's adjusted well to what his foot allows him to do. He's able to plant on it. He's able to throw off of it. And that seems to be getting a little bit better with each passing practice.
It's been a very long process for Peyton to get to this point. I mean, he's gone through those individual throwing sessions. It's been hard for him to be away from the team. He's gone through. He's been patient with it. He said he's been staying in the moment. And, of course, we all know that he's been throwing a lot with practice squad wide receiver Jordan Taylor. I think a lot of people know the story. He throws pregame, something that we haven't seen Peyton Manning do since he's been in Denver. We've seen him go through that process. And then we heard Peyton bought Jordan Taylor a suit for this trip, and now you can hear from these guys on how the whole thing went down.
When I was injured, I wanted to throw in the indoor facility, and the best time to do that was before practice.
And he just came to me and asked me if I would help him out, and, you know, I was obviously willing to, and you know, and we were out there working hard. I mean, he's a tremendously hard worker, and he's very dedicated to getting back here and proving himself, and he's done that. So I'm looking forward to seeing him on Sunday.
And here I am out there putting him through a pretty intense workout. And I'm bad to say one more. I am bad to say, hey, just one more post route, just one more 20-yard comeback route. And but he worked hard and was really helpful to me.
How much has he helped you become a better wide receiver this year?
Oh, he's helped me tremendously. You know, like I was telling some of the other guys, you know, every day while he's out there trying to improve and get better and worry about himself, you know, he's critiquing me and making sure I'm doing things the right way and making sure I know the offense and why we do things the way we do. So, you know, I'll be able to take things like that with me into the future.
I don't think I could have gotten through my rehab and kind of gotten back had it not been for him. And I am very grateful for his help. And I bought him a suit and two shirts and two ties as a thank you to come on this road trip. He may have been one of the best dressed players on the team coming out here.
He approached you about getting a suit. How did that come to be?
Well, I had actually texted him earlier on this week and, you know, asked him if he had any old suits that maybe I could wear for this week. And he responded and said he would set me up. So I wasn't too sure what that meant initially. And I came in the next day, and they told me I was going in for an interview. And when I went back to the room, he had brought his guys in there, and they were fitting me up for a suit. So it was a special deal.
That's pretty cool, man. Yeah. I mean, you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was. It was fun. It caught me off guard. But by far, like I said, the nicest suit I'll probably ever own.
And what a cool story that is. Peyton Manning taking care of his main guy, Jordan Taylor, there. And really cool that Jordan's been able to help him get to this point, and in turn, Manning was able to help him progress. And as a practice squad first-year guy in the league, what a cool experience to be able to learn from one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, what a cool experience. And, you know, how much will it help Jordan Taylor to have gotten that kind of experience with Peyton Manning, learning how to study the game, how, you know, all the ins and outs. You know, no matter what happens with Peyton Manning in the future, I think, you know, Jordan Taylor might be part of his legacy in Denver. Certainly, he had a great training camp and OTAs last year. In fact, it was during OTAs that he first impressed Peyton Manning, to the point where Manning, you know, pointed him out during a press conference after a practice. It's very unusual for Peyton Manning to note a rookie undrafted player like Jordan Taylor was. You know, I expect Taylor's going to be on the team in the offseason. Of course, they will have to sign a reserve future contract once the season ends for that to happen. But then I expect he'll make a good push for, and I think he'll be on the 53 next year.
Well, and it just speaks to his work ethic there, that he goes, practices with Peyton, and then he goes through practice. He plays on defense in practice on the scout team. He plays on offense in the scout team. He's going through the whole process. And when Peyton Manning was talking the other day, he said that he reminds him of an Eric Decker, or coincidentally, he also wears number 87, an Ed McCaffrey-type player. Peyton Manning made both of those comparisons the other day.
Peyton Manning, definitely a big fan of Jordan Taylor. We hope you're a big fan of this show, because we've got to take our first time out. When we come back, though, on Broncos TV Live from Super Bowl 50, it's National Signing Day. Plenty of high schoolers around the country signing on the dotted line to their favorite colleges. Something that you might not know, though, Peyton Manning Signing Day, not that eventful. We'll tell you why coming up next.